T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bring in Donovan Campbell with something strong. So Solana made the mistake before. What'd you play that set him off before, Solana?
Oh, I don't remember what it was, but it was like Madonna
or something.
I think it was a rap song. It just something that Donovan wasn't feeling.
Yeah.
It wasn't a rap song. You brought him on with Dixie Chicks or Taylor Swift or something.
Yeah, I think it was Madonna. This is more appropriate for Donovan Campbell. Yes. Like this is more appropriate. Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Donovan Campbell, sports anchor and reporter at WSVN 7 here in Miami. He's a friend of the show. He's the best-dressed media member in all of South Florida, and he's joining us now. Hello, Donovan.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
Were you feeling that?
Yeah, that was good. You can't go wrong with Lil Wayne. What you guys did bring me on the first time, well, not the first time, but the time that I complained, it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That's right. I mean, even listen to the way Donovan's talking to you right now, Solana. He talks to you with some power and authority, and you brought him on with, you know, Nightmare on My Street or Parents Just Don't Understand or something. It wasn't
nursery rhymes, bro. Come on, man. No nursery rhymes. My kids are 7 and 4. They don't even listen to that.
Where I grew up, Donovan, the Fresh Prince was as hard as it got. You have to understand.
Where'd you grow up? In Sheboygan, Wisconsin? What are you talking about?
He looked at the Fresh Prince like Suge Knight.
Yeah, I'm with Solana, dude. I'm with Solana. Dude was hard. That dude was hard, man. Had a rough life. Father came back to see him. All of a sudden, bailed on him again before the 30-minute episode was up.
Oh, man.
West Philadelphia, born and raised, Donovan.
West Philadelphia, born and raised. All right, let's start. I want to talk a little Heat. I want to go around the world with Donovan Campbell here. I want to start with the Heat, though, because they're going to play the Milwaukee Bucks in round one of the playoffs. And Crowder and I, we've talked about it today. Like, they had no problem with them last season, but it was the bubble season. And now you've got to face them again in round one. And I have a little bit of trepidation because Giannis has to get out of round one. Has to. And Mike Budenholzer has to. So, I don't know. How are you feeling about the Heat-Bucks matchup in round one?
I mean, you're always going to have to ride with your guys, but it's going to be very tough for the Miami Heat considering. Like you said, Giannis has to get out of the first round. He's going to be playing with an extra chip on his shoulder, playing against the team that knocked him out of the playoffs last season. However, you know that the Miami Heat always up to a challenge. So when he brings it, Jimmy Butler's going to bring it to another level. So it should be fun. Not to mention, you can always bring UD in there to point his finger in somebody's face and give him some X's and tell them to back up. So I'm still going with my boys at the Heat.
You brought it up, DC. You brought it up. I got to ask you, is that the most memorable moment? When me and you are at our son's baseball games in 10 years from now and we start talking about UD, what Heat moment is the most memorable for you, speaking of Udonis Haslam?
I can't wait to see UD because I want to know exactly verbatim what he said to him when he was pointing his face, because that's when I'm really going to, like, the whole 305-954 in me is going to just come out because I want to hear it, because I know it's going to be something real crazy, because you know South Florida has, like, their own language. I know you've been here for a while now, Crowder. You know South Florida has its own language, and UD is like born and bred here. So I know it was something that it was just off the cuff that we can't say on the airwaves.
But well, that moment with, you know, what, a week ago, that's your UD memory.
Man, it's so yesterday. It's like vivid right now, and I can't wait to talk to him about it. It was great. I mean, I just loved every bit of it.
I read lips, Donovan, and I'm pretty sure that he said to him, "You hear that new Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince? It's banging." And he said he's pointing at Dwight Howard. That's what I
White said no. That's what made him mad. The White said no.
No, right? He said Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, no sir. And then, yeah, Udonis lost it, man. He was like, no, not in my
house. Kind of like I lost it on Solana after that. He played that. I'm like, no, don't ever do that again, please.
And then we found out that you guys are FIU Panthers together, and everything was
good. Right, now we cool.
If the Heat get past the Bucks, then they'll have to face Brooklyn and KD and Kyrie and James Harden. This is going to be a super difficult run for the Heat to get out of the East. So the question is, Donovan, I guess, because Milwaukee, this is not a pushover series. And then Brooklyn, that would certainly not be a pushover series. Do the Heat, in your opinion, have the magic in them again this season?
As much as I love the Miami Heat, I come on here to tell the truth. I don't think they have it this year to make another run at the finals. That's just my honest opinion. But hopefully they prove me wrong. You know, they proved me wrong before in the past. I didn't think they were going to make the finals last year. I don't think many of us did, and they did. So hopefully they prove us wrong once again.
What's failure, Donovan? What would you consider failure? If they get blown out by Milwaukee, a gentleman sweep, or swept by Milwaukee, or what if they go to the second round and get, you know, swept by the Nets? Like, if you say the Heat failed, this season's a failure, what would that look like?
No one expected them to be in the position that they were in last year. I mean, not too many people expect them to beat the Bucks this year, and I don't think too many people expect them to beat the Nets in the next round if they get past this series. So anything they do, they're playing with house money, in my opinion. No one should be really hurt if they don't succeed as they all expect when it comes to the Miami Heat. But you know how South Florida fans are. You know, I love the Canes, but they expect the Canes are going to win the national championship every year, and that's just not realistic. So I don't want people to have those unrealistic expectations going into this playoff. But, you know, like I said, the Miami Heat have proven us wrong before, and I hope they prove me wrong once again because those are my guys, and I hope they prove me wrong.
It's a good question. Solana, you're the Heat fan Donovan is talking about there. Crowder says, what is failure? I mean, they're underdogs. They're the sixth seed. Milwaukee's the three seed. If they lose the series to Milwaukee, Solana, was the season a failure?
Yeah, it's tough to say that considering, you know, the type of season they went through, the short off season, the guys that missed time due to COVID, the record without Jimmy Butler compared to the record with Jimmy Butler. But I think it is a failure because you're the defending Eastern Conference champions. Everybody else had to go through the same thing. And you failed in the regular season to put yourself in a position to not have to play one of these top three teams in the East in the first round of the playoffs. So, yeah, I think it would be a failure.
All right, that's fair. I mean, I think probably most Heat fans, I think most Heat fans would agree with Solana there, right? That if they can't get past Milwaukee in the first round, season's a failure. In fact, I'll ask you about the Panthers then, Donovan. Donovan Campbell from WSVN7. If the Panthers, who are now down 1-0 to the Lightning, if they can't get past Tampa in the first round, was the season a failure?
100%. I'm all in on the Cats. I think they have what it takes right now to make a strong Stanley Cup run. I would be very disappointed if they did not get past Tampa. I want to see them playing Carolina, their nemesis, and handle them as well moving forward. So, yes, I favor – right now, to me, the Cats are the hottest thing in town right now, in my opinion.
And, Big Dog, what do you sit on the goalies? We argue about – we've been arguing about this for months now because Bob and Drieger and they, you know, and Knight started getting some playing. Where do you fall about the goalies? Should you switch goalies in and play the hot hand? Because I know Tampa has their goalie, their all-world goalie, and he's going to play every game all day, and he won a Stanley Cup last year. How do you feel about the goalie roulette that we play with the Panthers?
It's tough. I mean, you're paying Bob all this money, and we know that Drieger's probably not going to be here next season. Do you put him on display? It really doesn't matter at this point to put him on display because you didn't trade him during the deadline. I mean, did Bob really have an awful game yesterday, or were you put in a lot of bad, you know, positions last night? I looked at it. I watched the entire game. That's when I really watched playoff hockey. And I don't think he played that bad. I think Bobrovsky did a heck of a job in that series. I think his defense failed him a few times, and a lot of times, you know, he was trying to kill. It was a penalty kill most of the situation. And Kucherov, we already know what he can do. He's a beast. And him coming back and them just holding him out the entire regular season and making him come back fresh, he looked fresh. He looked fresh than everybody else on the ice for his two goals. So I think Bob's doing okay, but Drieger, man, it is hard to keep him on that bench. It is hard, but Bob didn't do anything to lose it. And since he's your guy that you're paying, you got to keep him in there at least for one more. Hopefully it's not too late and they can even this thing up going back to Tampa.
That's the thing that scares me, though. I get you where you say stick with Bobrovsky, but, man, I feel like if you end up going down 0-2, it might be too late to then switch it up with Drieger. I would go to him for tomorrow night. I was laughing, too, when you mentioned Kucherov. Like, the whole rest versus rust argument got thrown out the window last night. That dude missed the entire season.
He shut that
came
down.
Out there and skated circles around them. Like, maybe he doesn't need to play the regular season. I think I know what the answer is to this, Donovan, but who do you think has a better chance of going further in the playoffs, the Heat or the Panthers?
I mean, as of right now, the Cats. But then again, they're down 0-1, and I didn't think the Heat were going to do what they did last year, and they did it. So, you know, I'm going to go with the Cats to answer that question. But once again, the Heat have done so many times, proven so many people wrong in the past. When their back's against the wall, they seem like to back out of it like they're getting jumped by 10 men in a playground. So they're doing their thing.
Hey, Donovan, let me ask you this, man, because I'm kind of out of the conversation today because I've never seen an episode of The Office – and Solana and Hawk love The Office. Is this a racial thing? Have you seen The Office? I'm starting to lean towards this is just something that black people don't watch.
I'm not a religious Office fan. I have seen many episodes of The Office, and I think I caught on to The Office kind of late because the whole that's what she said thing, and that was where it like kind of originated from, so I kind of wanted to see where that came from. And it was pretty funny when I started peeking out the, you know. So I have seen some episodes, and I try to be, you know, open-minded with all kind of shows. I never try to make it a black or white thing. I always try to make, you know, give a show a chance and feel it out. And The Office was pretty good. It was the same thing with Friends and Seinfeld, you know. I didn't jump on that bandwagon at first, and I'm like, yo, this thing kind of funny. So I kind of jumped on it later.
Crowd is very divisive. He sees the world in black and white. Yeah,
I see it in relatability, Donovan. And those Friends commercials, Seinfeld. You're not walking in my unlocked door any time of the day you want to, Kramer. There's no chance you're just gonna walk in my door and start dancing. I'll shoot
That's
you.
That's Brumman. Brumman from the fifth floor walked in anytime he wanted to.
He got you there. He got you there.
At least he had to climb down the fire escape. But their front door was open, Donovan. At least Brumman had to climb down the fire escape. At least he had to do some work.
All right, I'm going to ask you one then, Donovan, because we talked about this all last week. Have you ever seen the movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell?
Yes.
And?
It's all right. Nothing great.
Right, it's terrible. Yes, okay. Donovan's my man.
Nothing great.
Donovan's my man.
I never thought you'd have Donovan on Step Brothers.
Yeah, it's that. There's nothing funny.
Stands out.
Donovan.
Right.
Yeah. Boats and Hoes.
Give me Ferris Bueller. Give me the first 48 hours. Like, nah, man. There's so many better.
There you go. Donovan's my dude, man. Donovan's my dude. You want to get into radio, Donovan? I think Crowder's had enough of this.
I don't know. I don't think Crowder giving up those checks.
Me and Donovan, we tight. He know about them checks. He know I like them checks.
You know, Crowder.
My dog ain't giving up those checks.
We say a gut punch. That's the gut punch. You know with me. Boom. Oh, check. Yeah. I love it.
Donovan Campbell, watch him on WSVN7. Thanks for making time for us, Donovan. We always have fun talking to you, man.
Anytime, boys. My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.